Chapter 4. Just in Time. At first, Rachel was sure that Scratch would take them immediately to Claude. Then she noticed an apple tree that they had passed before. One of its branches was broken, but the leaves on it were still green. Scratch was leading them in a big circle. Then Rachel realized that's what Scratch always did when Claude put a leash on him. Rachel stopped, but she didn't want to unhook the leash. What if they couldn't keep up with Scratch when he ran off? Plus, everyone would think she was crazy. If they didn't find Claude, it would be her fault. She shouted Claude's name as loudly as she could. Scratch joined her with a long, sad howl, but there was no response. Quickly, before she could change her mind, Rachel unfastened the leash. Scratch bounded away. Shouting, the adults tried to keep their flashlights trained on the dog, but he disappeared into the darkness. Sheriff Claxton trained her flashlight on Rachel. "I'm sure you have a good reason for doing that, and I'd like to know what it is." The sheriff's voice was calm and steady, but Rachel could tell how upset she was. "Scratch won't take us to Claude if he's on a leash." "Rachel's right, Mom. Claude trained Scratch to walk on a leash in the pasture. They always walk in a circle, and that's what Scratch always does if he's on a leash, no matter where he is," Abra explained. The sheriff nodded and said that they needed to work in teams. The sheriff suggested they locate the pipeline and follow it. She studied the map, looked at her compass, and then moved. Everyone hurried after her. A few minutes later, the sheriff's flashlight shone on a sign: "Buried pipeline. Caution when digging. Ballard Oil Company."